How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Matt says, my producer, it's spelled B-R-R-R. I believe then we should spell it B-R-R-R-R-R-R because it's cold throughout much of the country. So how do we protect our pets from cold weather? And do we even need to? Well, maybe not if you have a husky or a malamute. We'll talk about all that and also continue a conversation, one of the best I've had all year. What do you mean the year is only a couple of weeks old? Well, really, it will be one of the best ever because, and this is something I feel very strongly about, busting myths that people have. And there are so many, too many myths about pet food. And people believe these things. And what's more, they are entrenched, maybe you, in these beliefs that might, for lack of a better word, might be wrong. We'll talk with a veterinary nutritionist, Dr. Lisa Friedman, about byproducts, about grains, good, bad, maybe not either good or bad, she'll explain. Also, Dr. Alexandra Horowitz will be here. She wrote a book called Being a Dog, Following a Dog into the World of Smell, how they perceive the world, even just going on a walk. Yet we share the same environment. We're very much like dogs in a lot of ways, but she will point out in some of these ways, we don't even understand what they are perceiving. But most of all, we are here to help you answer your pet behavior questions. 866-554-PETS. Phone number toll free. I like free. 866-554-7387. Free advice. I feel like I should put up a sign. Like, remember Lucy from the Peanuts cartoons? Free advice. Or I think she charged a nickel. Yeah, I'm offering it for free. Way better than Lucy in those Peanuts cartoons. 866-554-PETS. Let's move to Indiana. Helen, welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I just was interested in your program this morning. I have heard it for years. I'm only 88, but I have
you
lots
are.
Of pets.
Oh,
and
my
I
goodness.
Thought, oh, my goodness, it's a shame not to tell people how to handle these situations when if you have something to offer. I don't know how important this is, but I'm very happy to share my friend's ability to handle the situation in her lovely home. I understand that you have I heard the call about this lady who wanted to know how to handle cats who like to get up high.
Mm-hmm.
And I have visited her home many times, and I would see this cat jump up on top like a tree. And I thought, what a good idea to share. this lady had some family members who were pretty good at carpentry, and so she had them make her an imitation of a tree up high, up like to the top of the curtains, where they could still see out the windows. And the idea is to have a pole that is in a solid base so it doesn't tip easily. It isn't very large, maybe 2 feet or something. If you have a large room, it works very well. And then you could have two, one halfway up and one a little higher, and they jump from one to the other. And but you put like a tray or make a curve like tray on the top of this pole and put a nice pillow on it or something, and those cats loved it.
Well, I don't blame those cats. Helen?
Yes.
Do you do a radio show about pets?
Oh, I don't.
But you could.
Well, thank you. I have families who have and love cats, and I do contribute to pet. We have some nice cat homes in our neighborhood, and we have a community here that supports this little operation very well.
Well, and I think your idea is a great one. You know, what I tell people to do is to offer an alternative. So not only to put sticky tape on the counter or whatever it is to deter the cats and no food up on the counter.
I liked your idea. It was a good one.
Well, thank you. Oh, I get the Helen approval. Now, I'm told, however, Helen, that we disagree about this, that you say that pets ought not be in bed with people.
Oh, everybody that I know has their pets with them. And I do know that pets have the ability to share their energy as well as share yours. And it depends on the ability. Of course, at my age, I just can't have a pet underfoot.
Right, but what do you mean about sharing energy?
Like when they sleep with the animals, sometimes this energy transfers. And I sometimes think when people aren't very strong, the kitties or whatever that sleep with them take some of the energy from the person as well.
I don't think our kitties would do that to our people. I hope not.
Well, if they're good and healthy, fine. But anymore, there seems to be, in my acquaintances, animals that need help, and people are not able to take them to the veterinarian and so on and so forth, and they aren't as well as they should be. That was my thought at the moment when I spoke to you, but I'm an animal lover as well.
Do you have what
and
I can tell?
A lot of people helped a lot of poor little animals be fed and kept warm. And I grew up on a farm, and I was used to having animals and taking care of them. So we are very fortunate when we have our good friends. And I know that there's a bridge that people talk about for the animals. Hmm. And when we all cross over, we have our animals, too. And I think that's the most beautiful story that I could share with you this morning, because it is hard to give up a member of the family with four legs and a furry, soft, kind return of affection. And nowadays, we need lots of that, don't we?
Well put. Helen, do you have any pets?
Not at the moment. I will... I'm not home enough. I have the ability to go visit my family in different places, and I don't have someone to take care of my animals when I'm gone.
I hope you add us to the list and you consider us family and visit us.
But I do help take care of a lot of animals.
All right. Well,
I feed them regularly.
Well, you sound
in the neighborhood.
You sound wonderful, Helen.
Such fun to run into your station the other morning. It made me feel young again.
Well, you are young. You're only 88. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So many ways that we need to protect our pets when it's really cold outside. But does that go for all of our pets? Well, maybe not. I mean, huskies actually, depending on how cold we are talking about. Now, where do you draw the line? I honestly don't know the answer to that. I mean, is it 10 degrees? Is it 20 degrees? It depends on the age of that husky or malamute or dog that was born really to be outside in the cold. Newfoundland might even prefer the cold weather, but how cold is too cold? And that depends on the age of the dog, the health of the dog, and how cold it really is. And dogs do feel wind chill like we feel it. So if it is, and this is not out of the realm of possibility, if you live in Minnesota, if you live in Illinois, if you live in lots of places where we broadcast, including up in Canada, if it's 10 degrees outside, but the wind chill is 20 below, that might even be too cold, probably is, for most Malamutes or Huskies. It all also depends on what the dogs are acclimated to. So today, we have a nation filled with dogs because, I mean, I remember appearing on a radio show, and the host of the radio show said, "You know, when I was a young kid, all the dogs slept outside in the winter. They were okay." Just like that. But, you know, it's not that way anymore. The dogs aren't acclimated to that cold weather. They're, in fact, in some cases, adjusted to not only sleeping indoors, but under the covers, with us in bed. So that dog is not going to be acclimated to being outside when it's 10 degrees below zero out. So for small dogs, absolutely any dog under 15 pounds or so, for a dog that is a sight hound, I'm talking about the greyhounds, the Salukis, the Afghan hounds. All of those dogs, they definitely need a coat or a sweater if it's anywhere below 30 degrees. No question about it. Now, even if you have a mid-sized dog, particularly an older dog, they need a jacket or coat or sweater or something, a hoodie. That can be stylish if it's under, again, I'm making up temperatures here. I mean, there's no absolute. But if it's below 20 degrees, they even need something, unless they're outdoors all the time. But if they're outdoors all the time, I have concerns, too. You know, dogs can get frostbite. Their tails, particularly, their ears, especially. And sometimes we don't even know it. So they've suffered, say, minor frostbite. They can't complain to us about it. And we don't even know that it's happened. If it's major frostbite, you're probably going to know. But don't let it get to that point. So, you know, dogs will continue sometimes playing in the snow forever. You know, as long as we throw the toy, they will run and get the toy. But we have to be the adult here and say, you know what? Sometimes enough is enough. Something that happens every year, it's in the news, is a dog falling through ice in, say, a retention pond or just a pond or a lake in general. And then sometimes, sadly, terribly, a person may even lose his or her life trying to rescue the dog. The way to avoid that, of course, is if there's thin ice or ice you expect might be thin, don't even allow that opportunity to happen. And I know that's common sense, but every year, and I'm tired of reading these news stories, like in the summer, dogs dying in hot cars, it seems no matter how often I talk about it, it still does occur. And it's always avoidable is the thing. You know when dogs do that little dance? They're walking down the street and it's snow or there's ice and they do this little dance. It's not that they want to entertain us. It's because it hurts. And these little ice balls form in their paws. One way to avoid that is to use, well, there are several products out there that are manufactured products, but also you could just use Vaseline or Pam, the no-stick stuff that you use on frying pans. That'll work as well, so those ice balls are less likely to form. Of course, the best way are booties, and then, well, that's not a macho thing to do. You know, the sled dogs, they're as macho as you can get. They even wear little booties. The search and rescue dogs, again, as macho as you can be if you're a dog, they even wear those little booties because they're avoiding, in the summer even, because they're avoiding nails and other sharp debris. So, same idea, ideally, the booties can be your best friend in this sort of case. The salt itself can be a problem and a reason for them doing that little dance. It stings, that street salt. It's not good for the concrete either, so I'm told. So I love pet-friendly salt. Safe Step SurePaws is one example of a product that I know really does work, so the pets aren't in pain. And frankly, it's an efficient salt, and it's probably better for your concrete also. These are just some ideas, just some things you can do to keep your pets safe over the winter. We're going to talk about this, in fact, more next week with Dr. Nancy Soares of the American Animal Hospital Association. Coming up next, the conversation with Dr. Alexander Horwitz about being a dog and how dogs perceive the world in many ways the same way we do, but in many ways very differently.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Dr. Alexander Horwitz wrote a book that I am fascinated about. It's called Being a Dog, Following the Dog into a World of Smell. And I'm fascinated because their world is so much like ours. I mean, in so many ways. We share our worlds, our beds now, right, with our dogs. But what we don't share, and probably can never share, or even completely understand perhaps, is how they sense and how they view the world through their nose. And that is what Dr. Horwitz writes about. So here's my first question, Dr. Horwitz. We're taking the dog in an urban area for a walk. And today, statistically, most people live in cities. Therefore, most people who have dogs are in cities. And, of course, those dogs need to be in a leash. I support that. And you learn early on, dog must be at your side. Dog must be healing next to you. And the dog doesn't sometimes get the opportunity to sniff that light pole or that blade of grass to get the 411 on everything the dog is perceiving by sniffing that you write a bit about in the book and we don't even completely understand. Can that be frustrating, do you think, to dogs not being given that opportunity?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the misbehavior we see relates to not being able to fully smell the other dog, the smell on the other side of the path, to be have their nose in something and have it yanked away. I mean, imagine looking out to see the Grand Canyon as you drive by and someone yanks your face away. You know, that's going to cause some level of frustration and potentially what looks like misbehavior in order to get a look. So I think in some ways, if we acknowledged and started being patient with the dog's smelling world, just because it's not the world we see doesn't mean it's not a world to be seen, we might see a lot less of some kinds of misbehavior problems.
I think the sense of smell drives a lot of dog behavior. When we meet other people, we meet face on, but depending on where you are in the world as human beings, typically you hug, you shake hands perhaps. Dogs do greet face to face, but they also greet rear end to face.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
And that face is sniffing the rear end. Can you enlighten me, please, as to what that dog is sniffing?
Yeah. I mean, there are glands that give off information about who the dog is and their health and potentially their stress levels, what they've recently eaten, around the tail, in the rump area, where the anal glands are. And that needs to be sniffed closely to be fully examined. There are also glands around the face. So actually there was one wonderful, odd research study that showed that on the whole, female dogs approach a new dog by sniffing face first, sniffing the ears and the eyes where there are eccrine glands, apocrine glands, sweat glands. And males, surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, go for the rump first. So that gives us a hint, though, about what one of the elements is, which is about reproductive status. So males are more likely to be going to see if it's a female in heat or what kind of male it is. So there's a huge amount of information they're getting from that, and letting them sniff is an important way for them to find out about each other.
So we pull a business card out of our pocket. I would suggest that dogs have it in their rear end.
It's a smelly card. And, you know, they'll leave their cards, too. As we all know, they mark. And they're not marking with a little bit of urine. They're not marking territorially. It seems to be more of a calling card kind of business, leaving a card in a place where it can be smelled by someone else. Just because you don't meet another dog on your walk doesn't mean you can't leave information about yourself or get information about them.
Now, if a dog knows that, and you write about this in the book, if a dog knows potentially that we may be suffering from an illness, now they can't tell us, but sometimes they do try to tell us in their own way, or tell us just by intently sniffing at that area. I wonder what they can tell by sniffing another dog. It has been suggested that while they can't diagnose a dog, say with diabetes, they can tell that there's something different about that dog, and maybe they know more than we think they know. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, disease has a smell. So if your dog were worrying over some little area on your body where there was nothing that you could see, but they kept being persistently interested, or if they were interested in your breath suddenly when they hadn't been before, I feel like that's a good time to check out. Do you have an infection? What's going on? Not because they know you have an infection, but because it has a smell and they're interested in new smells.
Being a dog, following the dog into the world of smell. Dr. Alexander Horowitz, terrific book. Congratulations and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Call us, we answer.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And on the other end of the phone, I just heard a... he's clearing his voice. He's ready for radio. Tim in Texas, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you very much. What's going on?
My dog, Emerald, who seems to be a bit... She's difficult to take anywhere in a car. The question is, how do I get help stopping her from yapping, whining in the car or trying to take her on walks around the neighborhood?
Okay, this is your dog you're talking about. What kind of dog is this?
She's a shepherd retriever mix.
All right, so is she anxious about just going outside in general? Is it walks
on a leash around the block as well as car rides? Or is it you putting, even saying to the dog, we're going out, does even at that point your dog get anxious?
It's not, it's an anticipation more than, it's not fear, because she knows when we get in the car, I get the leash, we go in the car, she's either going to Camp Bow Wow or on a walk. And when I get her there, I can't get her in there fast enough. So it's not a fear thing. It's just like she's like a 5-year-old on a sugar rush.
All right. So she's too excited is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. And that is when she's in the car or when she's even out on a leash for a walk.
If we go in the neighborhood, she knows where every dog in the area is, and she just wants to bark and get them to come out and play it.
All right. Let me go.
Yes. There's a duck pond just down the block, and there's a lot of houses around it, and dogs are out yapping all the time. When we get there, she's just yapping all the time, but we walk through a housing complex where she can't see or hear any of those dogs, and she settles down and she walks fine.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a nice problem to have in a sense, although I understand that can drive you kind of crazy. So your dog is simply overexcitable. So let's give your dog an alternative behavior when possible. So when your dog is in the car, is your dog food motivated?
Yes, very much.
Okay. So take a toy like a Kong toy. Those are the hard rubber toys you can buy anywhere online at any pet store also. And stuff some low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese inside. If your dog is busy doing that, going whoop, 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 trying to get the gooey stuff out of there, the hope is that your dog won't be whining or jumping or barking because your dog is so excited because we're going to Camp Bow Wow or wherever you're going. That might work. And the same idea when you're out on a walk with the dog. So bring some treats with. Have your dog pay attention to you. And bring some treats that really taste good, obviously, but also take a while, some chewy treats that your dog won't take 30 minutes to sit. You know, you don't want to be out on a walk and your dog sits down and it's not like a piece of rawhide, but something that your dog, a bit more formidable than just a piece of kibble. You know what I mean? That your dog can chew on a while. And the reason why I say that is, again, if your dog is busy chewing, your dog isn't as likely to be pulling and whining and I've got to get over there, because your dog's paying attention to you because you have those cookies.
Yeah, which is, the distraction part's good, because when we get into a new area where she hasn't been, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's so busy trying to explore her surroundings that she forgets about being excited, and then she's good to go.
Right. And you will know, and already do know, what those places are, right? So you know now that these places will cause your dog to be super hepped up. And these other places, your dog's going to be so busy sniffing and exploring and may not have the confidence to do all those things, or a reason to do all those things, because she doesn't know any of the other dogs over there where she's not been before. So you know that going in. And then when you think you're going to be somewhere, whether it be a car ride or whether it be just out on a walk where your dog will be so over uber excited, just do as I said and at least give it a try and then let me know.
Yeah, what I had tried once that seemed to be working but stopped was we'd go for a walk and I have a pocket full of these little bitty treats. And every time we'd go maybe 10 or 15, 20 yards without her making a sound, I'd give her a treat.
Perfect. Perfect. But your dog may not have yet understood the connection between not making a sound and getting the treat. And what might help is say, good quiet or good shush when you give your dog the treat. And then you could say quiet if your dog goes kind of stir crazy. But the idea is, once your dog goes absolutely stir crazy, your dog isn't going to pay attention to you saying quiet. So you've got to kind of catch it as it's about to happen. You follow all that?
Yeah, she gets excited and she doesn't shush when I ask her to.
Okay, but the idea is to ask her, first of all, to have her understand what the shush means, which she may not now. You know, if I say to you, je gabah, you'd say, huh, what? You know, you don't know what that means, nor do I, by the way. I just made that up. But if you know what that means, then you can reply to it. So the first thing is to, we think our dogs understand things often that they do not. Anyway, give all this a try. then let me know what happens, and we can kind of take it from there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. My hope is you want to hear archived interviews. If you missed our show, oh, no, but don't panic. It's okay. You can go to iTunes and hear, or simply our website, which is petworldradio.net. You can reach me all sorts of ways. You can call 866-554-PETS. Have a question about your pets? I'm a certified animal behavior consultant. I am here to help. Or you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. We're about to hear the email question of the week. That's next. The temperatures are dropping, the snow is falling, the streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. You know the look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. He wants you to get up off that cozy couch, bundle up, and venture out into the cold with him. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy. Why? Because you love your dog, and you use SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws, the all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter, was awarded the EPA Safer Choice Standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's more effective at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. And since you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results, you'll save money. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retailer near you.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show... Yippee! Victoria Stilwell will be here. From Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog! I like having her on the show just so I can say it that way. She has a new book out called The Secret Language of Dogs. Maybe she will divulge the secret. Also, we'll talk about keeping pets safe in the cold weather. I did a little earlier in the show. And we will continue that with Dr. Nancy Soares of the American Animal Hospital Association.
Great simple words. You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my friend got a Bengal cat about a year ago. She took the cat to a veterinarian because the cat was peeing on her bed. She had to cover the couch with plastic because the cat also peed there. Apparently, the rescue group who gave my friend the cat neglected to mention that the cat had a problem before she purchased the cat. She contacted some rescue groups to take the cat, but they were all at capacity. Do you have any advice from Leslie in Nevada? Are you kidding? Okay, you're going to call a rescue organization, already filled to the brim only because they all are, especially with Bengal cats, which I'll talk about in a second, and say, oh, by the way, not only do I have a Bengal cat, but I've got a cat peeing on the bed. Take the cat. Of course, they're going to be a bit reluctant to do that. The problem can be solved. First of all, Bengal cats are not for everyone. Are you familiar with border collie dogs? Really active dogs that need a job. They are not for everyone. They're challenging. I mean, I don't know that I'm up to a border collie. We had an Australian shepherd, and I would tell people that's kind of like border collie light. It's not quite a border collie. You know, if you've ever had a border collie, you totally understand what I'm saying. Well, Bengal cats need tons of enrichment, tons of activity. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the no bowl feeding system, a way for all cats that it's better that they are fed this way because it activates their prey drive. So for all the cats on the planet that are indoor cats, and I'm glad they're indoors, they are definitely safer that way, but their prey drive isn't activated. What we do is we put out food. Often we free feed them, so the food is out all the time. And then the cats train us to become automatic food dispensers, and cats are very good at training us. Well, Bengal cats, maybe more than any other cat, although all cats have a prey drive, they're hardwired that way. They want to hunt and seek and pounce on their prey. This no bowl feeding system, which we'll talk about in a couple of weeks, provides that opportunity. So I wonder what kind of enrichment this Bengal cat has. Bengal cats need an environment that is stimulating. And without that, all cats do. But maybe, in fact, undoubtedly, Bengals more than any other cat. They like to climb. They like to. They need to climb. They need to investigate. They must be given that opportunity. So to enrich the environment is exceedingly important. Now, does that explain why this cat is peeing on the bed and previously piddled on the couch? Well, maybe, maybe not. So the very first thing to do, and it's not written here, so I don't know whether they've done that or not, is simply take the cat to a veterinarian. I mean, there may be, in part, at least, a medical explanation for what's going on. Also, I don't know how many cats there are in the house, so it could be an inter-cat issue. It could be there aren't enough litter boxes. It could be the litter or the litter box itself, the location of the litter boxes. I don't know any of that from this email. But I do know that Bengal cats, I get this a lot, and I get it a lot because they are beautiful, big, gorgeous cats. They look like wild cats. They have wildcat in their direct ancestry, and they require tons of interaction. So for the home alone families, not the right cat in the first place. So what do they do at this point? Well, they need to talk to someone who can ask questions that I can't ask on the radio, you know, about how many other cats there are, about litter box location and all those things. They need to go to a veterinarian if they haven't already done so to rule out any medical possibilities that can be causing or contributing to the problem. But what else can they do? Well, they could close the bedroom door, right? And then the cat can't go to pee on the bed. They cover the sofa. I mean, the sofa, I guess, is also where the cat was peeing. So if they cover it, well, the cat may not jump up there if the cover is uncomfortable. Like, you know, one of those plastic things that you put a chair over and you put it nubby side up. Well, the cat's not going to want to jump up there. But then if the problem is medical or the problem is behavioral in such the cat feels I have nowhere else to go, the cat will just go on a chair and pee there, find somewhere else. So, yes, you're saving your bed by doing that. And I encourage you to save your bed, which also preserves the human-animal bond. But it doesn't necessarily solve the problem. I want to know what's going on with this cat, that the cat feels I must go there. I will tell you in general, one more thing, the cats, any cat, Bengal cat or any cat, that goes in an elevated place is saying, I'm uncomfortable perhaps with what's on the ground. So I really do wonder if there's little kids playing near the litter box, if the litter box is at such a location that the Bengal doesn't feel comfortable going there, or maybe most likely there's a dog in the house that's causing interference at getting to the box, or even more likely other cats, and that there's a relationship issue between cats, and I don't know how many cats are in the house. Anyway, I hope I've given you some start as to answering that question and what you ultimately, after the veterinarian, if there is nothing medically wrong with the cat, certified cat behavior consultant, the veterinary behaviorist, would be a really good idea for you, Leslie. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. So many misconceptions about what our dogs and cats eat. We'll talk about some of those with veterinary nutritionist Dr. Lisa Freeman next. Oh, 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 AI. Oh, oh, oh,
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
You know, we just didn't have time to finish this last week, and I didn't want to cut Dr. Freeman short. Dr. Lisa Freeman is a veterinary nutritionist, professor of clinical nutrition at the Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine, Tufts University, and truly is one of the world's experts on nutrition. So we are talking about objectively here, what is fact and what isn't so much at all fact, but it doesn't mean you don't read about it a lot on the internet. And we talked last week, Dr. Freeman, about how people make decisions. Often it's about what folks read on the label. which I understand how that makes sense, but you explained, yes, it could give you some feeling for some things, but doesn't tell you anything about a whole lot of other things. But I also want to talk about two buzzwords. One, byproducts. So the first thing I want to do is, well, what are they in the first place?
Well, I'm really happy to be with you again this week. And byproducts, I'm glad you asked about that one, because that's probably the most common question I get from owners about pet foods. And it's a really unfortunate term because it sounds scary. Byproduct sounds like what you sweep up off the floor at the end of the day. But in fact, byproducts just refers to the parts of the animal that we as Americans don't typically eat. So the heart, the kidneys, the lungs, whereas in other countries, those are actually delicacies. So byproducts are just the parts of the animal that are not the muscle, so the internal organs. And it doesn't have anything to do with the quality of the ingredient, just the part of the animal. So there can be excellent quality byproducts. There can be poor quality byproducts, just as there are good and poor quality muscle meat. So it has nothing to do about the quality, just the part of the animal.
And are some of these byproducts that are used, which is a broad list of things, internal organs, are all of them used in pet foods actually a good thing for our pets?
So if they are of good quality, just as we would want of all of the other ingredients, they can be excellent parts of pet food. Many of the organ meats are actually higher in essential nutrients, like amino acids and minerals and vitamins, and more palatable to pets than the muscle meat. And so it actually can be an excellent part of a good quality food. So most times when I explain to pet owners what byproducts actually are, it's much less scary and they feel more comfortable about them. So it's just that many people are not aware of what they are. The other thing I think to think about with byproducts is that if we started feeding only muscle meat to our pets, that actually brings up a sustainability issue because we're going to be competing with the human food chain, and that's actually going to be more farm animals that have to be produced and killed for meat if we're going to use only the muscle meat.
Yeah, I've been to some of these sessions, and long term it's fascinating when you hear the experts talk about what we'll be eating 50 years from now, let alone what our pets may be eating, but that's a whole different topic. Another one of those buzzwords I want to ask you about, grains. Again, let's identify what they really are as opposed to what people think they are.
So grains can also be part of a very good nutritious diet for both dogs and cats. There has been, in recent years, a real increase in grain-free foods and the marketing that has gone along with that. And really, it's been, the increase in the number of these types of diets has been due to marketing by manufacturers who are looking for ways to make their food stand out in a very crowded marketplace. Some of the myths that I hear about grains is that dogs and cats can't digest them, but in fact, both dogs and cats can digest and metabolize grains very well, so that's no problem. And they are not in the foods as filler. They're actually there to provide protein, vitamins, and minerals. And in many cases, the grains are higher in nutritional value than the other ingredients that are put in the grain-free foods, such as potatoes or tapioca. So in many cases, it's actually a more nutritious ingredient than what it's often replaced with. And there's also, many people have the perception that their dog or cat has a grain allergy. That's also been a myth that is perpetuated. And food allergies are actually very rare in dogs and cats, but even the small percentage of dogs and cats that do have a food allergy are very, very unlikely to have an allergy to grain. So the concern about grain allergies is really unfounded.
Now, you have a website that clears up a lot of this stuff. What is the website?
Yes, we set up a website to try and cut through some of the clutter and myths and misperception out on the internet about pet food. And it's called Pet Foodology, and it's petfoodology.tufts.edu.
Petfoodology.tufts.edu will provide a link, of course. Dr. Freeman, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalk Radio,